Batman, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, and X-Men all have something more in common than being comic book characters. They are part of a dream, the American dream, the dream each of us wants, whether we admit it or not. Wonder Woman, for example, is drop-dead gorgeous, and her 38-inch inseam makes me want to get leg extension surgery. If my husband had Wolverine's abs, I'd be a lot more patient when he missed yet another highway exit because he's fiddling with a satellite radio. Again. And if any of my kids had Bruce Wayne's wealth, I might never have to clip another coupon in my life. I may not be a superhero, but I've learned how to do practically supernatural things with money, like help people save $30,000 in the next year. How can I make such a claim? Because I've been there and done that. My family tried for years to get ahead, even before these taxed-out, maxed-out times, and we found the tried-and-true way to live rich. The really cool thing is, I believe there's a superhero embedded in you, one waiting to make a grand entrance and save America from financial disaster. For every family that becomes financially solid, we build a firmer economic foundation for our country. Therefore, you can save America by saving yourself and unleashing your inner superhero. I'll call you Mr. and Ms. America. This book is for you, written by someone and her family who was average by day but ambitious by night, dreaming of getting out of debt, owning our cars outright, buying a dream house, putting our kids through college debt-free, learning the ins and outs of saving and investing cash. The thing is, I didn't stop with a dream. That's where it began. Then there was a process, and now, on an average American salary, we've seen all those dreams come true. We've discovered that there is a rich lifestyle embedded in our checkbook. And there's one in yours, too. And I'll help you discover it so you can make a life and not just a living. My greatest ambition is to help Mr. and Ms. America live rich for less. If you're wondering whether you're the Mr. and Ms. America who can find similar financial success, realize that the average family makes $48,000 per year, and an amazing 85% of the population makes $100,000 or less. I'll leave the top 15% of the nation's wealthiest to experts like Jim Cramer and Susie Orman. I'd rather help people who come from an average background to find above-average success, people like us. When I first met Bob, my husband, I was searching for my own personal Superman. If he looked like Christopher Reeve, all the better. I never expected him to fly in on a jet. But alas, my superhero really was a pilot named K-Bob, and I found that time flew around this guy as well. I protested. When I'm with you, time goes by so quickly that if I married you, I'd be an old lady before I knew it. I gave in and married the flyboy just yesterday, or so it seems. I left my job as a broker and followed my guy around the world. Today, we're living the rich life, but it wasn't always that way. Our early marriage was filled with major villains like the Joker of debt and the Lex Luthor of near bankruptcy. When I married the guy in tight tights, I found myself with a three-for-one deal because not only did I get a great guy, but I also inherited two beautiful stepdaughters in the process. As with many second families, we struggled with the financial aftermath of divorce, which included $40,000 of consumer debt with nothing to show for it. In those early years, a cross-stitch sampler on our wall summed up our situation well. Blessed are the poor, for they be us. We had trouble making ends meet and even struggled with the ability to pay the rent and buy groceries. Here's what our portfolio of bills looked like. Uncle Sam, one-third of Bob's income went to taxes. Child support. Another third went to the child support, medical insurance, and more for Bob's two daughters. Charitable giving, we tithed 10% off the top. Living expenses, we lived on the other 23% and also serviced our $40,000 in debt with this portion. We did the math and discovered that we were essentially living on the equivalent of an airman, one of the lowest enlisted ranks in the Air Force, even though Bob was a captain and a pilot. Then the situation became even more complicated. Our family grew, and we had a total of five children in 7 years. As a blended family, we now had 7 children to support. Bob's military career included 11 moves in the first 13 years of our marriage. It became plain very early on that it would be impractical for me to go back to being an insurance broker. Nonetheless, I didn't regret staying home with our children. I rolled up my shirt sleeves, took my business education and experience, and channeled my energy and know-how into paying down debt and learning to save money. 2.5 years later, we were completely debt-free and have remained free of consumer debt ever since. Now that's rich. But then it got even better. On a military man's salary, with me as an SAHM, stay-at-home mom, we were able to recover financially and in 15 years pay cash for 11 different cars, give away 3 of those cars, buy 2 5-bedroom homes, one after selling the other, take regular family vacations, nicely furnish our home, clothe our kids in style, and support more than 30 nonprofit organizations in a dozen different countries by giving away more than $100,000. Today, our kids are on track to graduate from college debt-free, and we have a nice nest egg for retirement with a home that by then will be paid for with no debt. We also have a fully funded 401k, a SEP, Roth IRAs, mutual funds, and other investments.